It's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good Monday morning and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good morning, Ken, and please, for the love of God and everything that's good, tell me that there's going to be another clue today.
Maybe.
I'm getting blown up, man.
Maybe.
Wait and see.
Maybe. Yeah. You're just going to have to wait and see, man. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there's not a clue, but I can't sit here and tell you there's going to be a clue, definitely.
Okay.
That's kind of the whole thing that when we kicked this off, we said, you don't ever know when they're coming, when they're not going to come. Good Lord. Good crowd in this morning,
good
DJ.
Good morning, sister. Whitney James Boyd in. Holly Hart Shirley in as well. Holly had a great post referencing the gullies over the weekend.
Sure did.
That really funny. We're going to talk more about that later. Thank you, Holly. Good morning, Rebecca Whitfield. Good morning, buddy. Greg Fleming in as well. Jesse James in. Good morning, Jesse James. Daniel Smith, our friend over at Pizza Hut in. Good morning, Daniel. Elisa Finley Hart down at the market on the wharf. For those of you spring breaking down the Orange Beach area, make sure you go by and see our friends, Elisa and Jason Hart. They're in the market at the wharf. You'll enjoy that visit. Rodney Williamson in. Stan Whitehead, Margaret Cotton also. Tara White, Danielle Daniel in. Hunter Hart, there he is. T-Bone's in. Ray Stewart, the Booker is in. Good morning, Booker. Good morning, Deanna. Good crowd in first thing this morning. Miss Mitchell, Mark Peters, Heath Action Jackson in. Kelly Ball in also. Good morning, Kelly. Joey Carnley in. And Stephanie Dollahite. Good morning to each of you and welcome to Drive Time.
That's right. That's right. Good morning to all of y'all spring breaking and all of us having to work. That means you, Kinsley. Good morning, Kinsley.
Good morning, Kinsley.
Yeah. I want to say good morning.
Can't forget the boss.
I can't forget the boss. I want to say good morning to Kinsley and Jesse Jay down on the coast this morning. And hopefully it's sunny down there because it's not here.
No, it's not. Got the, this time last Friday, when we started the Dash for Cash, it started off at $1,000. And over the weekend, of course, that pot has now grown to $1,850 plus a cheesecake and a dozen cake pops.
That's
from
right.
Polygarity Pettis.
That's
so
right.
We appreciate that. And all those that added to the pot, Jesse Rigby there at James Furniture, Winston, of course, the through in, Josh Godwin there through in as well, our friend Reed Joyner, D. Powell. Larry Murphy at Camp 31. And it's been a lot of fun to watch it, and I'm not sure that it's over.
No, I wouldn't think it is. I hope it's not. I mean, the doors are still open. Everybody that anybody out there that wants to get in is certainly welcome to get in, and it's all on them. I mean, if you want in on this deal, then come on, because it's here. I can tell you this. I don't know that I've ever seen this much activity on social media locally. Well, there's been a couple other times, but those weren't positive things. This is a positive thing.
Right.
So,
sure.
But there's a lot of activity about this. Wheezy said, good morning, Night Owls.
Good morning, Wheezy.
Yeah, I'm sitting next to the Rated R superstar
here
this morning. And I was impressed with, there's Hal Whitman in, Paula Bolin, JoJo Luttrell.
Good morning, JoJo. JoJo.
Susan Rose, Tracy Miller, Jay Will in the house.
You know it.
Kelly Grace in.
Morning,
Cindy
Kelly.
Fleming. Good morning, Cindy. Hope you're having coffee this morning on the back porch.
Under a blanket.
Yeah, you better be. There's Kelly Bagwell Smith in. Good morning, Kelly. Good morning, Deanna Alford McClellan. So I was impressed with I wasn't so impressed with audio. Of course, you know that's just me. I couldn't help it. Can't help it. But I was impressed with that we actually was able to do that.
That was pretty cool. I wasn't.
I love the way you were kicked back with the old phone down there and looked like you.
Good morning, Keith.
Looked like you had it all under control. Let me just say that.
It was definitely something.
And the technical difficulties you kept having where you were on screen and then off screen.
Well, I didn't have a good stand and it kept wobbling on me a little bit, so it happened.
T-Bone didn't leave his selfie stick over there.
He didn't leave his selfie stick for me.
That's what happened.
Did you see the pictures I posted of him yesterday, by the way?
You did.
And what gym was he at?
He wasn't at a gym.
My goodness.
He was kicked back in an easy chair over at JD and at the softball field, looked to me like.
And that easy chair was under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
I mean, he was kicked back having himself a big time.
No, I don't think anybody has found the Sasquatch. Jay Will wants to know. Angelique Burkett Smith. Good morning, Angelique.
88.
MC.
Good morning, MC.
There's MC in.
Well, evidently, a lot of people either didn't hear or had forgotten how you, when we laid it out last Friday about the Dash for Cash. And for those of you that didn't get the memo or didn't get it passed along to you, I don't know where the money is. I have no idea where it is. I can't tell you what clues are coming out. I can't tell you when they're coming out. I do. The one question I got asked 1,000 times, if not more, is it the light or is it a light coming from the dock of the bay?
I don't know.
There you go. I don't know either.
I don't know. Oh, I do know, but I mean,
you know, but I don't know.
Listen,
I don't know where the money is.
A clue is a clue because it's a hint or a reference of a way to find out what you're seeking. So if I'm going to sit here and say, well, the light is that circle light right there. Well, I mean,
right.
I'm not done any good that way, right?
Sure. Yeah. I'm just trying to get myself out of the mix. I don't know where the money is.
Yeah.
No idea.
And that's no joke. He has no clue where it's at. Nobody does. I'm the only person that knows where the money's at. Now, look, if you got like a mind on kidnapping me or something, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to fight and bite back.
Well, where's Dallas? He at the beach?
He's at the beach.
Okay.
I'm actually up here with my little dog, Bam Bam, and yeah, just he and I. No, don't get me wrong. That may not be true either. So,
good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Brandon Swain.
I wouldn't want somebody to go over to the house thinking they were being funny and open that door and go in there.
No. It wouldn't be funny for long.
No, it wouldn't be funny for long. So I don't want to do that. But, yeah, no need to message Jesse James either because she has no clue where it's at. Nobody knows. I'm the only person that knows where this is at. Josh got one in. You may have just said, I don't know, but good morning, Josh.
Yeah, good morning, Josh.
Brandon Swain. Stan Whitehead. Good morning, Stan. Sarah Williamson in. Danny Moy. I'll tell you something else. John Commander, he messaged yesterday on that picture I put up of us going through the harbor there. He messaged, stop by and pick him up, and if you're still down that way later on this week, John, I may just do that. So, you know, you can't ever tell. But, no, I can tell you, there's Tracy James Malden in. Good morning, cousin. That's another cousin of of all of our – that's actually Rebecca Whitfield's sister.
Sister, yeah.
That's right. So, like I said, those branches are long and many on that family tree. Yeah, we could start telling stories about that, but we're not. But but anyway, so I've been hit up all weekend too about what about this, what about that, and you know, I'll tell you the thing about it is, it's out there. The pot has grown. We started Friday with $1,000. It's $1,850 plus a cheesecake plus a dozen cake pops. And it's going to, I think it's going to continue to grow. I would hope that anybody looking for an opportunity to get your name out there and, you know, want to be a part of this. Hey, let us know. Good morning, Happold. Charles Happold in. Good morning, Happy.
Good morning, Charles.
Good to see you this morning. Yes, we do have a big family, Whitney. That'd be an understatement, but I did. I tell you, I was impressed that I felt sure that Burnham had left a selfie stick somewhere around. You know, you see, he pulled up at your house as well and popped a picture or two. I don't know if you saw that.
Well, I think he actually tagged my residence as a public restroom.
He did.
For future, yeah.
He did. DJ's domicile.
DJ's domicile.
And not only that, but,
So what does that mean? Like when he's done that, like people traveling through the area, if they're looking for a restroom, my house is going to come up on the radar?
Yes. If they type in public restrooms, your house would be one that popped up. If they did that on Facebook. Yeah, I'm going to do that, Rebecca. Don't worry about that. Good morning, The Blade.
Good morning, Blade.
Good morning, Teresa Swilly.
Good morning, Teresa.
Yeah, good morning. We don't worry about that, Rebecca. We're not going to tell any of those stories. We don't all want to go to jail. And
I'm not sure the statute of limitations has run out on all of them just yet.
Me either. So, hey, I thought that was classic too, Holly. I can't lie to you. I will give Burnham credit when credit is due, and that was a good one.
I mean,
it was.
Yeah, I mean,
that was good.
Cobra Kai's are resourceful.
They are.
I mean, I certainly don't expect to ever knock him down or knock him out, but I'm going to keep landing blows on him. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I've still got one in the library that is not finished yet that I've been working on for over a year. If that tells you anything, which you know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, this one is going to be the Mike Tyson uppercut. I don't think you'll take him out, but it'll put him out of commission for a while.
Knock yourself out, Jay Will. Just knock yourself out.
Jay Will, I imagine you could. You're welcome over there, even if you didn't have to take whatever.
Sure.
So
always.
Yeah.
I tell you, I see, going back to
good
Holly.
Morning, Charlene and Raymond
Holly
Williams.
made a post.
Paul Crampton across the big pond. Paul, good morning to her, or afternoon, whatever it is over that way.
Good morning, Paul. Holly made a post of her and her husband, Jimbo, were talking this weekend about the 109. I guess they were completely bored, but she referenced Jimbo making a story about the gullies. And I'm going to tell you, I started just dying laughing out loud. The gullies.
I actually did, too. My wife asked me about this. She said, what is the gullies? I said... And I told her, you know, about
I spent a lot of time on Terry Drive as a kid and spent a lot of time in the gullies. Oh, and that was a feel good moment. Thank you for that, Holly. The gullies.
It was.
That was great.
I mean, you know, are the, you know, the baseball field's gone, you know, over there now.
Yeah.
And I'm talking back, you know, that's been a while back. But are the trails all still back there?
I wouldn't know. Wouldn't have any idea.
I wouldn't either.
Last time I was there was 86 at a keg party, hiding from the cops. And about 32 of my schoolmates got popped.
I tell you what, that was a big time back in those days.
Yep.
Kelly Grace, she volunteers Robbie to paint the lines for the 109.
Make one lane a little shorter.
Yeah.
I might get to Coach Grace and see if we can.
I'll tell you, they need to do like a track meet. You know, those circular tracks always have those starting lines that are offset from each other.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, I think that's what they ought to do.
I'm going to tell you, I was actually training last night getting ready for this race. This is a true story. And I did not pull, but I did tweak my left hamstring and it is knotted up pretty good this morning. I'm not saying that to go ahead and get it out there, but it did last night. I tweaked it. Yes, Cindy.
Jump,
you remember it.
Hot Rod said, jumping with your bicycle. Listen, I told you to take them dress socks off.
Man. At about 60 yards into it is when I could feel it just kind of.
Which one was on the Kings of Comedy? Said yeah. That. He said, you jump in. Yeah. His old leg kept kicking out from under him.
Mm.
About 60 yards into it, you said. Good morning, Miss Jamie Chamberlain in this morning. Yeah, that's right, Heath. Andrews Institute opens up 2:30. Action can take care. I imagine you can get you a police escort down there if you need it, DJ.
Maybe some Coban and a wrap. And
yeah.
I don't know, but that was
some compression fitting.
Another setback.
Icy hot, little biofreeze. You're going
to
be ready to go.
What I have enjoyed over the weekend is how the lines are starting to become a little more clearly who's with who. The Cobra Kai's have a stronger presence than I was initially expecting. And after kind of thinking about it a little longer, I understand it.
Good morning, Donna Weaver.
Cobra Kai has a strong presence. And we're going to run them out of town again.
Listen, everybody likes a bad guy. Everybody.
They've got one of the best.
Well, I mean, like I said, if you remember, everybody hated Hulk Hogan before they loved him. everybody hated Stone Cold Steve Austin before they loved him. Everybody hated The Rock before they loved him. They hated Bob Armstrong, Bullet Bob. Dallas is still willing to assist. I tell you right now, I can guarantee a DJ win if coming out of the starting block at about the 10-yard line, if I give Dallas the command to come at you.
Does Dallas swim?
Oh, yeah.
So the water wouldn't be a safe haven?
Very well. No.
So he can climb, he can swim?
Yeah. He can swim very well.
There's nowhere to go. If he was turned loose with the command.
Only way you'd get anywhere is to get in a vehicle and lock the doors and hope he can't bust the window out.
Yes, it did, Cindy. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Look
at that.
We ought to bring him on.
Tell him to come on in and sit down. Go out there and get him. You ain't got to pull that earpiece out. Look at you hobbling. What do you say?
Going to the body shop.
We can. I tell you, you look a little gimped up.
I'm telling you, it tweaked on me. It was a legitimate tweak.
I'm thinking Matt just didn't want to come get on the air. What you think?
He may come back. That's a good man right there, Matt Sasser.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good man. Daddy's a good man. Cindy Fleming's gym did change into a party house after that, and a great one.
Yes, it was a great one.
I mean, a great one. One of the classics of Bruton history party houses, in my humble opinion.
It was a great one. There's been several great ones.
Yeah. Yeah, you can actually go off the end of the dock, and Dallas, he'll come. You know, he's like one of those Labradors that, you know, go off the end of those piers. Yeah, uh-huh. He'll come sail. It doesn't matter to him. I mean, if he's got to go 20 feet, he don't care. George Animal Steel.
The Mongolian Mist.
Wow. That's definitely old school right there, Jay Will.
I got educated a little bit this weekend also on some technology, and I know you're aware of this. It was all news to me. Alexa, you ever heard of it?
Yeah, remember we talked about it last week. I told you my father had one, and I was so shocked. I thought you
were using a different name.
Well, it's called an Amazon Echo.
Okay.
But it's like this phone. You have Siri in this phone.
Right.
Okay, well, the name of the voice in the Amazon Echo is Alexa.
And you can make Alexa, or you can ask Alexa to turn on your lights.
Yes.
Turn on your TV.
Yes.
And you can be anywhere.
Yes. Anywhere. Hey, let me tell you what else they have.
That's just crazy.
They have them. They have video screens in them. So if, look at there. Holly's grandmother has one. She's 89.
I mean, can Alexa make you a turkey sandwich?
No. But they have video screens in them where you can actually stand and have a video conversation with no lag with D. Powell if D was back in Washington State with your belt, with the championship belt, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kinsley actually tried talking to our Alexa in the house here.
Did it work?
Well, she was on, you know, speaker, camera, for whatever phone. So I don't think so.
I don't know. I can't get wrapped around that idea. I'm not sure that I like it. I mean, is that?
Well, I mean, it definitely tells you one thing. There's a microphone in your house all the time that's hot.
Yeah. And who all's listening to it?
Who know? Everybody. I promise you that. Amazon says nobody. You believe that?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe it at all. I'm not for that.
Well, you better get used to it, pal.
Wow.
I can tell you this, they sell about 1 million a month or more.
How long have you had yours?
Jesse J, how long have we had the first?
There's a Cobra Kai in. Jay Lull's in.
Jay Lull.
Another one of them Cobra Kais.
Here's the Cobra Kai leader's mother, Miss Barbara. Good morning, Miss Barbara.
Good morning, Miss Barbara.
Good to see you this morning.
I've always thought the world of Tim and Toby.
That's a fine woman right there.
I'll tell you
something.
How she's made it, I'll never know.
I don't know. I just don't know. You know, my father, and Jamie Burnham are work together, but they're real good friends.
Yeah.
You know, Jamie and Mike, I think, are brothers. Yeah, we've had one since when they first come out on Amazon, we got one. So I ever how long ago that's been. I would like to buy this for the coaches. Next day it shows up on my phone as a sponsored ad. Never once did we say the name of the product. Well, that's right. You know how that happens? Because when you punch up something on your phone, Facebook, Amazon, they got this big agreement with each other.
I don't like it.
They, you know, that's how it works, man.
I don't like it.
Well, I mean, you can like it, but I'm just telling you what's going on. I mean, that's the deal. That's what's happening.
That's not natural.
Well, it may not be natural, but that's what's happening.
I think there's an underlying movement going on. There's just no way that shouldn't be able to happen.
Well, it shouldn't, but I mean, all I can tell you is it does.
I did that, and you don't have any fear of it? You don't think that you're being compromised in any way?
Well, I don't really know why there'd be any reason to fear it. I mean, let me say this. That phone that you carry around with you all day, every day?
Yeah.
If they want to listen to you or watch you, they are.
Okay. Even if I put it under a pillow?
It doesn't matter where you put it. The only way to make that phone where nobody can ever get anything off of it is to take the battery out of it, which you can't do with an iPhone. So take it and smash it, crush it, and then burn it. That's it.
And then it's 50-50.
Wow.
But they still could probably.
Then you never know. You never know what could happen from there. I mean, there are people out there that can take things, components, and put those things in certain areas and derive information off of them. But I'll tell you this, those things will make your life a lot easier as well. I'm talking about Alexa or Echoes, but Alexa, they will make your life a lot easier, a whole lot easier. I mean, I can't lie about that. I mean, they do things that it can't make you a sandwich, no. But it can
order you one.
Hey, let me tell you what I want to tell you. And I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm going to. Okay.
Good morning, Trent.
I have found the new business for Bruton, Alabama. I didn't find it. Jessica found it, showed me, and I have went berserk with it. In Navarre, Florida, there is a business, and I can't call the name of it. I'm not going to call the name of it. But there is an app that you can pull up, and it has a listing of all the restaurants. Good morning, Sarju Patel.
Cobra Kai.
There's book. Yep, makes you lazy. It, I know, it does make you lazy. There's a business that'll pull up all the restaurants in Navarre. And whatever you order from there, and wherever you're at, they give you a price of what it costs. They'll go get it, deliver it to you. Any of them. The business doesn't deliver. This business goes to any of these restaurants and will pick your food up and bring it to you.
And it's charged a little courier fee or on top of the price
highest
of the bill?
The highest price I saw was about $7, and that was all the way down to the Copper Bull, which is almost to Gulf Breeze.
Wow. How long has this bunch been in business?
I don't know, but I'm telling you this.
Good morning, Ricky Perry.
It's going to be Jersey Rick. What's going on? There's Jefferson Martin.
I was fixing to say, we have now officially crossed another plateau. We have Jefferson Martin in here. Good morning, Jeff.
Jeff Martin, good morning to you.
Randall Mallard in. Good morning, Randall.
Jason, Kelly Madden in this morning. Good morning.
Alisa says they have it down there at OBA.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying they don't. I mean, right. I'm just saying what I am saying to you is this. How many people in Bruton, Alabama would say, you know what? I don't want to go fight the crowd at Louis or at David's. So I'm just going to call up and order, and I'm going to go have this bunch go and get that and bring it back to me. Here's Nelly Rock right there.
Wow.
About that.
They're going to get your groceries for you. I remember as a kid being here, you could call in an order to Knox Grocery Store, Knox's.
Oh, yeah.
And they would deliver.
Yeah.
They had a blue station wagon, and they'd deliver. But, had the Charles chips in the big can.
But I'm saying, don't you think that'd be a hit in Brewton, Alabama?
I think it could be, yeah.
Do you know why? Let me say that. I'm saying it like this.
Is that a 24-7? I mean, you can get a call at...
Well, I guess if the restaurant's open.
I mean, Tuttle House stays open 24-7. So yeah. I don't know if I'd be crazy about going and picking up some hash browns at 3 in the morning to run out to
Kirkland. Well, I'm not saying... I'm saying you'd have to have a group of people to do that.
Right.
I'm just saying, hey, good morning, Ken Douglas. There's Zhang in this morning, Roger Templeton. Good morning to you. But all I'm saying is... You can't convince me that there are people in Brewton. Listen, and I'm not knocking Pizza Pro in any way by saying this. Pizza Pro stays slammed because they're the only place in town that delivers.
Yes.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm telling you right now, if McDonald's delivered, if Popeye's delivered, if David's delivered, it would be... I'm telling you, there's a market for that here in Brewton. There is a market for it.
Especially
at those prices like that.
We will probably see it then, sooner rather than later.
That is not why I'm saying that, Jessica. But I'm just saying, okay, from where we are in Navarre to the Copper Bull would be the equivalent of going from right here to Flemington. And back.
Okay.
That's $7.
$7.
$7.
That's about a 30-mile round trip.
Yeah. $7.
Wow.
Now.
That's well worth it to the customer's well worth it.
It's well worth it. It'd be well worth it to me.
You can't do it for that cheap.
No. I mean, what I'm saying is they probably got all these, hybrid electric cars and all that kind of stuff. And, it's.
Good morning, Becky.
MC. Nether Rock calls his Echo Bitter Man.
So now that I guess that I'm the only one that doesn't have this deal.
Well, look, man.
It's like everybody here has it.
Look, you. I told you about this last week. We were talking about this, and apparently you had the 109 on the brain, or maybe you just weren't paying attention. It doesn't matter. I don't care. You could say I wasn't listening to you.
Yeah.
But. Those things are amazing if you use them the way they were intended to be used.
I don't know. I'm gonna think about it some more.
And I'm not telling you that you're concerned.
Like what's the greatest benefit that you receive from it? At your house, what's the greatest benefit that you receive from it?
Okay, I personally can't say that I receive that many benefits from it because I don't use it that much.
Okay.
But now Jesse and Kinsley... They use it every day, all day. It'll tell you the weather. It'll tell you, if you want to know, let's just say that you're.
It reads our books to her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just sit there and just lay in bed and have a.
Yes.
And she reads to you?
Yes.
Anything.
Any music you want to listen to, you just tell it to play whatever, it'll play it. you can actually walk up and say, Alexa. Who's going to be my future wife? And she'll tell you that too.
Come on.
I'm not joking.
She'll just throw out a name?
Yes.
Wow.
Now I'm not telling you it's going to be a name you like.
Hey.
Or it may be a question for a question. I don't know.
I've already done it twice.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying... Like it, and here's the thing: it'll turn your lights on. It'll open your garage door. It'll turn your outside lights on. It can.
My head's hurting.
If you listen to this, if you have refrigerators and stoves that are smart refrigerators and smart ranges ovens, you can say Alexa, set my oven to 450. Bam, it'll do it.
My head's hurting. It's too much. Overload. Cobra Kai, Trevor Youngblood's in. Welcome, Cobra.
Yeah, DJ, action. That's to tell you, get a lawyer, too. Look at Jersey Rick. Well, see, that's the thing. Up there in New Jersey, I don't, down here, we just don't have it. Look at that, DJ. You can tell reorder toilet paper. I mean, that's another thing about it now. If you're if you do a lot of, you know, if you shop a lot through Amazon Prime, which we do, you walk by it, tell that you're out of something, 2 days later, it's there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Allison Terrell, good morning.
That is crazy. Good morning, Coach O.
I call Allison is the new Confucius, as far as I'm concerned. She is a brilliant trivia player. I would not want to go against her in some sort of trivia match.
I think she made a believer out of me.
She made one out of me too. Good morning, Coach Owens. Chris Briggs in. Miss Barbara said she can't get Siri to understand what she's saying. My wife can't either. She's you know, she'll say things sometimes and won't get it right. Which I've said things to Siri. I don't use Siri that much. Do you?
Not much. I have used it before, and I actually got frustrated with Siri one time and used some language that I shouldn't have used with her. It wasn't her fault. I mean, I was just had gotten frustrated and snapped off at her.
What'd she say to you?
She said, "After all we've been through." And that kind of lightened the mood just a little bit. I needed it. I was in the middle of some road rage, to be honest with you. After all we've been through.
Wow. After all we've been through. Connie B, good morning to you, Connie. Yeah, so, you know, I think you'd enjoy it. I may get you one.
I might have to think about that.
I may get you one and let you take
it.
It
just kind of weirds me out that he can just do all that. Like, that's not natural.
Well, let me tell you this. If you have Apple Home, if you have a home port, or if you have the Apple, they got the name for it. It escapes me. You can tell Siri to do the same thing and she'll do it. I mean, so what I'm saying is, what's the difference in that phone and that thing sitting on a desk? There's no difference. You carry that one around, the other one you don't.
I could tell Siri to turn on my television right now.
Yes.
I'm going to do it. I'll leave here and go by and see if it's on.
Well, no. You have to have your TV hooked up to this. Your Apple's got a thing called HomePort, or Apple AirPort or HomePort. Either one now will work. But you have to have those devices hooked up through there for those to work.
Crazy.
Yeah. Good morning, Hazel.
Hey, Hazel.
Yeah, but you can do that. I mean, you certainly can. I mean, some of the stuff it does, I don't really understand. You understand that they have the Amazon.
Will it turn on your, if you had your clothes in the washing machine, would it?
Yeah.
Would turn it on?
If your washing machine is a smart washing machine, it will, yes.
Wow.
Yes. It'll turn your dryer on and off.
That's crazy.
Amazon has these buttons that you can put up, like in your laundry room. And let's just say that you use Tide detergent. Okay? So you have this button stuck up in there. And when you go in there to wash clothes and you see that you're getting low on Tide, all you got to do is reach up there, press that button. Guess what? 2 days later, new Tide detergent shows up on your doorstep. Good morning, Retro.
Retro, good morning.
Don't confuse a football master. And I do want to make this statement.
Overloaded today.
A year and a half ago, DJ had a flip phone.
Life was much easier then.
Keyword smart. That's right, Buck. That's right. But no, listen, technology's getting out of control.
It really is. I mean,
you realize that, and I don't want to be around. I don't want one driving towards me or my family, but you realize that there are cars out there now that are driving themselves.
I've seen some of that.
I don't like that. Listen, we're in the car business, I'm not saying it because of that. I'm saying it because that unnerves me.
I don't use the backup camera on my car now.
I don't either.
I don't trust it. I wouldn't. Hey. I don't care if it beeps. I don't care if it gives me the red, green, or yellow line. I'm looking. I go back here, and I'm going to look.
I don't either.
I'm going to put my eyes on it.
Dwayne King, good morning to you. Rebecca says, Apple's coming out with a new flip phone 2020, DJ.
Get me one. I'm in.
Artificial intelligence. It is scary. Real scary. But it's the way of the world. I mean, you know, they do have cars that park themselves and I mean,
you were telling me about that. Yeah, I would never do that.
Trust me. Let me ride through a parking lot, and it'll tell you what space to stop at.
And they'll take it over from there.
And you let your hands off the wheel, you press a button, and guess what it does?
Parks itself.
Parallel parks itself.
That's nuts.
If you need it to.
That's nuts.
Well, I mean, you know, so a lot of technology out there now, man. A lot. I mean, good morning, Rachel Capravian this morning. Reed Joyner. Good morning, Reed.
Good morning, Reed. Thank you for juicing the pot on the Dash for Cash.
That's right. Thank you.
One of our homeboys. Giving back home.
No doubt. But, yeah, so we were just talking about technology this morning and how things are kind of getting crazy with that. I mean, look what we did Saturday night. You're talking about technology. Look what we did Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, that blew me away.
You were in Bruton.
That blew me away.
And we did a impromptu show. Good morning, Jason Bondurant. You know, so that's just crazy. As time goes on further and further, technology is going to get bigger and bigger. And I mean, it really is. You know,
Reed is down in Destin now.
Yes.
And he has a business that does a little bit of everything from handyman type jobs to landscaping to whatever. So for anybody who may have properties or relatives who have properties down in that area,
look him up.
Reed Joyner's your guy. He's your go-to guy.
Look him up. You'll be glad you did.
Good man. And he'll take care of your stuff for you.
Yes, you'll be glad you did. Reed's got a good business. Look at there.
Look at here. It just jumped again.
The pot just jumped again.
Thank you for that action.
How about that? Action?
$19.50. $50 away from two dimes being in the pot. That?
Another $100. Another
$100. I'm telling you, it's going to keep jumping.
Thank you, Action.
Thank you, Action Jackson. Jackson for Sheriff is in for $100. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Wow. $19.50.
You see Christina's, Booker's post there? That's what would get me. I mean,
I saw that on the news. That's why I'm telling you. I'm not in on that. Good morning, Richard Gilliland. I'm not in on that,
man. I'm going to take my chances with my hands on the wheel.
Me too. 10
whatever
and 2,
happens,
baby.
Happen, yeah.
10 and 2.
Whatever happens, happens.
Let me ask you a question.
Could you imagine falling asleep, like plugging in your coordinates, kicking back and sleeping and waking up and Montgomery or Birmingham or Mobile, wherever your destination was? I couldn't do it.
No, because that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Not with me. Okay.
No.
Could you imagine going up? You remember the lady used to give the driving test at the courthouse? Yes, you do.
I can't remember.
She was kind of rough.
I'm drawing a blank.
When I say rough, I mean, she was by the book, man. I mean, like when you went down there to Good Morning Cindy Robinson, John Pierce in.
The coach, JP, good morning.
You remember when you'd go down there and she was tough on you, okay? Could you imagine rolling up down there in one of those cars and you take off to get your license on the driving test and you just press the button?
And tight.
She looks over at you and says, "What are you doing?" I'm driving.
This is how I do it. This is how I'm going to roll today. That parallel parking.
I mean, what do you think would happen?
Exam would be,
that woman would have lost her mind. Hit Beckham up for $100. Donnie! 1950. And a cheesecake and some cake pops. Wow. A lot of money out there.
Margaret was her name, according to Holly.
Margaret, that's it. Hey, she was a stickler, man. She was by the book. I'm telling you. If you didn't parallel park that thing just exactly like you were supposed to, like she was one of you. You had to get with your buddies that already went down there and failed at once to see what was going on to make sure that, you know.
I don't remember.
Man, you must have just went in there and passed with flying colors then is all I can say. Good morning, Paula Pettis. Paula so graciously donated the a dozen cake pops.
Cake pops. Thank you, Paula.
I'm going to tell you, y'all will all be lucky if you get those because DJ is subject to snatch. Well, that will be give out to the winners and comes forward anyway. So you ain't got to worry about that.
Paula comes to us from Enterprise. That's where she hails from. And
Enterprise.
Glad
Alabama.
To have her here in our community and look forward to getting her around and introducing her to some people.
The boll weevil.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet she was a trip. No, we're not giving away her cheesecake. It's another cheesecake from Chef Adam that's going to be given away. So, 1950, DJ.
1950.
Ray Stewart said there were 431 black and white signs.
There are a lot.
In Escambia
County. There are a lot. I saw several people out yesterday.
I'm just saying, I just saw where he posted that yesterday.
Looking, yeah, there are a lot.
She could...
Well, can't we all?
I wasn't going to say that, but
it's not that impressive.
Life changer.
Hey, life changer. You found
good
the money yet?
Good morning to you, LaShonda. Good morning. Women to women representing this morning in the house.
Love those ladies.
We love those ladies. Got to get those ladies on one morning.
Yeah.
LaShonda, why don't you round up women to women one morning? Y'all come up and sit down and...
We'll have a big time.
Let's have a big time. I'll tell you what, I loved... The night they came over to Studio
That B. was fun. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Alexa almost burned Wheezy's breakfast.
This Alexa. I don't think about this Alexa lady.
Well, I guarantee you one thing. If you ever got one, you'd probably enjoy having it, as most everybody would. Josh Short. Good morning, Josh. $1,950. Did you see the picture I put out yesterday thanking everybody for being over 3,000?
I did see
people
that
in the group.
Yeah, that was outstanding.
Did you see what the picture was?
Did you
look at the picture?
It had the Mormon drugs.
Mason
drugs.
The old
Mason drugs. Yeah, I saw that.
And across the street, you could see Pensacola Mill Supply.
I saw that, which is now at the Camp 31.
That's Hourglass.
Hourglass,
that's,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It was a little green. But I mean,
yeah, you know, that's a cool picture.
It's just the way they were, but
cool picture.
Yeah. And do not forget the parking brake. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Those things, you know, I'm not telling you that they won't have a place one day, but, you know, I will never get in one ever and let it drive itself. Helping the brooding economy. Well, think about it like this, Ray. If you find that money, you won't have to worry about that $30 worth of gas. $1,950 and counting.
And counting.
And counting. So, $100 shirts sold. Well, Siri just made me take a errand turn here, up here in New York. Cost me 45 minutes in traffic. It's not good with directions. You're not good with spelling either, Hazel.
A match made in heaven.
Oh, I think you must have missed that. Which one was it that taught that? I know you start learning that in elementary school or kindergarten, but I can't remember. Shoot, that's been too long ago. There's Patty Whitworth in this morning. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Patty.
The pot is up to $1,950.
Who would have thunk it? The greatest community in the world. In the world.
Who would have thought it? Would you have ever guessed it? Last Saturday.
Almost doubled.
Last Friday. Sorry, he's driving. I understand, Hayes. I apologize. I should have kept my rude comments to myself.
$50 away from doubling the pot.
From 2K.
From it'll get there.
Dash for the cash, 2K. 2K. So
boy, my man JoJo Booker had a scheduled start yesterday in Atlanta against Georgia State and got rained out. Second time he was supposed to get
that's
a start.
The second time that's happened to JoJo.
Yeah, that's tough. He's going to get his opportunity. Just had the misfortune of getting rained out twice.
Man, that's tough. That's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, that
was a conference game also. And those are kind of when you sign your name on that paper, you hope to become a conference starter. But he's going to get his opportunity.
Yeah. I mean.
How about that, Ray? I like to see that.
Yeah. Ray's a good friend, good supporter. Thank you, Ray. And
he has been.
He certainly
since the
has
first
been.
Show.
He sure has.
So, thank you, Ray.
But clues are coming. I promise you. And you know, you never know when, but they're coming. Never can tell when you might get one.
Hayes has a question there for you.
How can I donate to my winnings?
I guess he thinks he's going to win it, but he wants to add to the pot. Are you wanting to add to the pot, Hayes?
Are you wanting to add to the pot, Hayes?
Because it can be done with just a thumbs up.
Yeah. If you want to add to the pot, speak now.
Yeah.
Look at
Booker,
that.
Booker, I know the patience is being tested, but he's going to get his chance. His day's coming. Team T-Bone, he just put 50 in. We're at 2,000.
Look at there.
2,000. The Cobra Kai Dojo has just put up $50. So we are now at an even 2,000. Thank you, T-Bone.
Thank you, T-Bone. He's just paying you for all the people that's going to stop by your house and use the bathroom. Hazel, are you putting in 100? Are you putting in a long wheelbase 10 on this pot, Hayes? We need a big thumbs up if you are. I feel like we're at a Jerry Lewis telethon right now.
Go ahead, caller. You're on there. Got you down for a hun.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making fun of Jerry Lewis telethon. I just remember watching him growing up. So that's what I feel like. I mean, you know.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. I used to spend my whole weekend watching that thing. And you know why? He had a bunch of great entertainment and I mean, there's always great people on there to watch and great stories as well.
Easy, Jesse. Easy.
Look at there.
$2,000 in the pot.
Elizabeth Gobblebush wants to know, are there boundaries for this hunt? Well, it's our local area, meaning anywhere from Atmore, 88 Fierro.
Classic, baby.
Anywhere from Atmore to Evergreen, from J Florida to Monroeville.
$2,000.
That is the listening area, as DJ would call it.
The listening area.
The listening area.
The pot is now $2,000, along with a cheesecake.
Along with a cheesecake.
And a dozen cake pops. Compliments of Paula Garrity Pettis, Enterprise, Alabama.
And Chef Adam Manasco.
Yes.
So, Jessica's trying to be funny now.
Not anymore.
Me and you couldn't fit in a Fierro.
Not anymore.
I guarantee you we could.
It'd be tight.
Listen, I guarantee you we could.
Hayes is in for 100.
Hayes in for 100.
We're at 2,100.
We're at 2,100.
This thing may never stop. It's gone from $1,000 to $2,100 since Friday.
$2,100. No, it's not close to Maine, Jay Will.
It's closer. Well, it's closer to Bruton than it is to Maine.
Yeah,
but I mean, I guess, yeah, it's kind of close.
I'll give that clue.
Yeah, it's kind of close.
It certainly is.
$2,100.
$2,100.
That's crazy. It goes. There's no telling where this thing may end up at.
Like you said, we live in the greatest community in the world. I mean, we just do.
Hayeswood, and we mentioned Reed, of course, earlier. Hayes, a native of Bruton. One of our dear friends out in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Does that get him a T-shirt? Hayes, that doesn't have anything to do with us. That has to do with Paul's Crossed and all that money goes towards Paul's Cross. So, but Jessica says she'll get you one. So there you go.
Give him back. Hayes, like Wood, I just give him back.
One. Well, Jessica's getting it, but listen, if he gets a T-shirt, we want a picture of it, you wearing it on this on the live feed.
Yeah,
on the show one morning. I'm sure you can post pictures on this thing. If you can't, I don't know why you can't. And if you can't, then maybe I need to fix it where you can.
If they got it set up now where they can turn the lights on at your house and the TV and whatnot.
Yeah,
I would think that could be done also.
Hayes needs
medium tall.
Medium tall.
That won't get over his head. I've seen him.
Donna Weaver says she's still waiting on Beckham.
Donnie!
Hey, Donnie!
Donnie!
This is one call you don't want to take.
I'm trying.
Do not walk through the showroom of Pete Chevrolet at the moment. It's going to cost you a hundy.
He ain't coming.
Smart man.
Good morning, Big Lou. Yeah, you see, he ain't coming. He ain't walking up here.
$2,100 in the pot.
Action said, $100 and a pack of cigs. Oh, man. Okay, so look here. It's about that time, and we do want to remind everybody, check out the links on the Drive Time page for the hashtag Team DJ shirts. You know, I'm sure if you just absolutely wanted a hashtag Team
Cobra Kai,
or T-Bone or Burner shirt, I'm sure that one could get made. So I hear you, Weezy. Check those links out. Great shirts. They look good. They wear good. And what better way to support a great, great, great local charity here with Paul's Cross than to do that. So I want to remind everybody about that. I will give you this clue. Okay.
Is this a real clue?
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. Keep liking and sharing this video today. When this video this morning passes 1,500 views, a clue will be put out.
I'm going to go ahead and share it right now.
Drive Time's page. Like and share this video. When it passes 1,500 views, a clue will be put out today.
Fair, and that's fair.
That's fair. When this video 1,500 passes 1,500 views.
Another clue to the $2,100, the cheesecake and the cake pops will be released. And that could be the clue that leads somebody to find it.
We need to start writing down who all is put in, because I'm going to tell you, and not right there.
Like a real list?
Right.
Yeah.
We got to start making that list.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, we're going to be in trouble. But listen, like and share. Like and share. Like and share. Tag your friends. Now, I'll tell you something else I'll do. When this group gets to 3,500 members, right now we're at 3,000 and some change. When this group gets to 3,500 members, I will give out two clues back to back.
So you could get two clues today based on the traffic.
You could get three clues today. If this video gets 1,500 views,
that's a clue.
And if we got to 3,500 members,
that's a clue.
That's three clues. Because I said I'll give two clues out when this.
Oh, two. Okay.
Well, this video, if this.
So the money could get found today then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm saying when this group gets up to 3,500, I will give out two clues.
Wow. Well, there you go.
1,500 views on this video.
Ball in your court.
1,500 views on this video. And 3,500 members. Now, I'm going to wait on the members to see how many get out to make sure they don't get out. It's got to be a solid 3,500. Okay. So, you know, we're going to check that out and make sure that it is what it is.
Somebody's going to find that money.
Well,
there's going to be a winner. That's definitive. Somebody's going to find it. If you find it at the moment, it's $2,100.
Right now, it's $2,100. So, like and share the video. Tell all your friends about Drive Time with DJ and KJ. Hashtag dash for cash. Because there's a lot of cash out there right now, is it not?
It certainly is.
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, the
potential of three clues being released today.
Today.
That's exciting.
I mean, why, you think anybody would want that, right?
Oh, yeah. And I don't know where it is. Once again.
You want to say that again?
I do not know where the money is. I do not know what the clues are. I have no idea when they're coming, although Ken has told us today. We get the numbers that need to be, as many as three clues coming out. That could lead you to the pot.
1,500 views. 1,500 views. One clue. 3,500 members. Two clues. Take it away, DJ.
That's awesome. Had a great time here this morning. We appreciate all you guys spending the first part of your Monday morning with us. I want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for bringing Drive Time to all of us each and every day. Y'all have a great Monday. Be safe, and we will see y'all tomorrow.
you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.